Democrat Lily Herwald has lived in Sitka for 24 years, where she spent 18 years working for KCAW Public Radio, much of that time as manager. Herwald now works as a grant writer for the Southeast Alaska Health Consortium and has been involved with a variety of local and state organizations.
That experience has helped give me a regional point of view, as well as having leadership positions in state boards. I've served as the president of Rotary and have been very active in community events and have had the good fortune of rising to leadership positions there. So because people have encouraged me and have believed that Southeast needs a stronger representative and that we have lost interest, have lost some influence in the state, they have really encouraged me to run.
Herwald is married with two teenage children. Republican Peggy Wilson of Wrangell is also married with three grown children, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Wilson is a registered nurse who has lived in Alaska since 1993 and has represented her district for four terms. Wilson points to a variety of life experiences that have made her who she is today, like her work in business and nursing, and earlier, the 2.5 years she says she spent on welfare after her first husband left her.
When the children were small and I was struggling to study, that really taught me patience and endurance. And when I was on welfare, it really made a difference for it. It helped me be humble and want to help others. And I've had a storefront business of my own and have done payroll for employees and worked with all kinds of customers. And so that taught me that there's more than one side of the story. It makes sure that now I really dig to get every side of an issue before I make a decision.
As a legislator, Wilson has had a variety of committee assignments. Most prominently, she served as chair of Health, Education, and Social Services. Wilson has also been a longtime member of the Special Committee on Fisheries, and Wilson says she's built her knowledge of fishing issues with help from the industry.
Because of the input and support of the fishermen, at least it's helped me gain a lot of knowledge and know how to vote with whenever something comes up. I try to go to a fisherman and find out what how it's going to affect them and what the ramifications are, because lots of times there are ramifications that are unintended.
All District 2 communities depend on commercial fishing, so it's a key issue for any legislator from the district. Lily Herwald called for more support for the state's management and research programs. She emphasized the importance of science in Alaska's fisheries.
I think that what is important is to keep politics out of fish management decisions. So those decisions on how the fisheries are managed are based on sound science, and perhaps finding a way of bringing in those traditional bits of knowledge that our Tlingit and Haida people have to say about fish management as well.
The race between Wilson and Herwald has been friendly. Each candidate has expressed appreciation to the other for running a clean campaign. The two have taken similar stands on several broad Southeast issues, like support for fishing, the need for increased education funding, and improved ferry service. But some clear differences came up as they took questions from callers during their recent radio forum. One caller asked whether they had supported Proposition 4. The failed statewide ballot initiative would have imposed stricter environmental rules on new large mining projects like the proposed Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay. Lily Herwald supported the measure. She wanted to see better protections for salmon streams,
especially in Bristol Bay, one of the world's premier fisheries. And that is, along with it, though, I do recognize that mining is an extremely important industry within our state and within Southeast Alaska, and that I believe that mining can happen in a sustainable and environmentally sensitive way. But I did support Proposition Number 4.
While the measure's proponents emphasized it was targeted specifically at the Pebble Mine proposal, Peggy Wilson opposed it. She thought the measure was too broad and would hurt the mining industry statewide. Wilson emphasized her faith in Alaska's existing environmental protections.
I think we have proved in Southeast Alaska that mining and fishing can coexist. Now, fishing is our most important. You know, if you have to have one, not the other, fishing is the one because it employs more people in Alaska than any other entity. And the fact that if we're very, very careful and if we're environmentally careful, that we can coexist.
Another clear difference between the candidates came up when a listener asked Wilson about $3,000 she had accepted in campaign contributions from Vico Oilfield Services Company executives in July 2006, when legislators were debating a new tax on oil profits. In response to the caller, Wilson said she didn't know who Vico was when she originally accepted money from the company during her first year in office. She says Vico CEO Bill Allen did approach her when the legislature was working on the oil tax later, and she says she told him she did not know how she was going to vote, and she walked away. But Wilson saw nothing wrong with accepting contributions from the company.
I have not given any money back. I haven't done a thing that I feel guilty about at all. And I think if you give money back, it's just like saying you're guilty. And I would never consider that. But I think people need that tell you that you have to give money back. Better think a lot about what they're saying, because it's not just big corporate companies, but it's everyday people. Optometrists give me money because they have bills that they want that they don't want passed or they do want passed. Nurses give me money. Nurses have had fundraisers for me. And it's because they want certain things. I mean, you can't start, you have to just have the integrity to do the right thing.
In a special session in June 2006, Wilson opposed an oil tax increase that had been offered up by a House and Senate conference committee, and later that summer voted for a smaller increase. At the time, Wilson said she thought the higher tax would have discouraged development. Wilson voted against a larger increase that passed when the legislature revisited the issue in 2007. Lily Herwald differed sharply. She credited the higher tax with bringing billions into the state in excess revenue, and on the issue of campaign contributions, Herwald said she would have returned Vico money. Herwald said it was a legislator's responsibility to know where their contributions came from.
What if it were a group that was such a fringe group, like, let me be extreme, the Ku Klux Klan? You'd want to know if they were contributing. That's where I think it's important for us as candidates. To use that extreme example is to show how important it is for us to know who's giving money. And I would be committed to knowing where that money comes from, trying to determine a conflict of interest and walking a line and not accepting corporate special interest money.
Both Herwald and Wilson have received several endorsements from statewide and national groups. Herwald's endorsements include the National Education Association Alaska, the Union Representing Teachers, the Alaska Public Employees and State Employees Associations, the Alaska Women's Political Caucus, and Planned Parenthood of Alaska. Wilson's endorsements include the United Fishermen of Alaska, the National Small Business Association, the National Rifle Association, and Alaska Right to Life. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.